This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 1st. God's word for you today is Resolve Link. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 10, verse 10, and it says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The world makes a lot of false promises, but this is a promise that only Jesus can make and only Jesus can keep. Interestingly, Jesus actually starts out the promise with the word I. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. In other words, I am the only one. Jesus says, who can make this promise? No matter what you're facing, Jesus has come. And only Jesus can make this promise of a life to the full, a rich and satisfying life. If you cannot define your life as rich and satisfying, then there is something wrong with your connection with Jesus. A life that is full and satisfying is a result of being connected to Jesus. So you need to work on your connection. John chapter 15, verse 4 to 6 says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. When the branch is attached to the vine, everything that is in the vine flows into the branch. The branch gets everything it needs from the vine. If this abundant life is not flowing in your life, it shows that there is a connection issue. It is your connection to Jesus that foils the promise of abundant life. I am sure that the question on your mind is, how do I secure my connection and ensure that my connection is tight so that abundant life can flow ceaselessly in my life? Three things need to be in place. Firstly, a connection to Jesus is experienced by believing and receiving. Imagine that when I was offered the upgrade to first class and I did not believe it. People can be deceptive, so I cannot risk it. Next thing you know, my card will be charged for flying first class. There is no free lunch. I am not taking it. The truth is, if you do not believe it, you cannot experience it. Even if you believe it, but you do not receive it, you cannot experience it. Do you know some people will struggle with receiving the upgrade because they are not wearing a designer shirt? Some people are so amazing. It did not even cross my mind, the shirt I was wearing. If God has deemed it fit for you to be in first class, that shirt has become a designer shirt. Just receive it. Let us pray. Father, I bring my connection to Jesus before you today. Help me resolve every connection issue in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.